Hey, good morning. It's 8:46. Roanoke City Manager Chris Morrill is about to leave Roanoke for a new position in Chicago, and Morrill will become Executive Director of the Government Finance Officers Association. Chris joins WFIR's Evan Jones and I live this morning. Chris, nice to see you again. Thanks for coming by yet again to be with us. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Well, Chris, if you would, as we get started, talk about the difference in Roanoke's mindset as you perceive it from the time you arrived here in 2010 and as you head off to Chicago.
Sure. Yeah. When I arrived, I saw the potential here, which I think as I met with leaders, they didn't see the potential and they were almost apologizing for Roanoke and wondering, why would I ever leave Savannah to come here? And I thought, gosh, we have to change that mindset. Wish you were Asheville is not a motivational economic development strategy. And I think just slowly by making key investments, by helping people recognize our assets, that there is a new sense of optimism, which I'm really excited about.
If the leaders at the time perhaps didn't fully realize the potential here, why did you want to come here?
Part of it is my wife's a research librarian, and so I had never heard of Roanoke, and as I was coming up for the interview, she got on Roanoke outside and saw all the beautiful outdoor amenities, and we looked into the schools, and my wife said, you got to get this job.
Now, you arrived, and we're talking with outgoing city manager Chris Morrill. You arrived here shortly after a divisive time in Roanoke City, both politically, but it was also a time when things were starting to be put into motion, the city market, Elmwood Park. So were you perhaps just fortunate in arriving at this time, or do you feel that you still played a significant role in much of what then developed since you came here?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think in life, timing is everything, and you're exactly right. I think my predecessor, Darlene Burcham, did some really important and some really hard work. She really set the table, and in many ways, I just helped serve the meal.
Okay, now, on the other side of the coin, what did you hope that you might accomplish that has not been accomplished?
I think that, you're never done with community building. It's always something new. I guess what I wish we could make more progress on before I left, if I had another three to five years, is the innovation corridor with Virginia Tech and Carilion. I think that is such an exciting future, not just for Roanoke, but for all of Southwest Virginia. I wish I could work on that some more.
Do you see that as the city's next logical, most important goal?
It really is. It's either cementing even firmer that connection with Virginia Tech and Carilion and with the tech community and really building that out.
All righty, it's 8:49. We are speaking with Roanoke City Manager Chris Morrill, who's about to embark on a new position in Chicago. Now, Chris, what does it mean for Roanoke that among the 69 people who applied for this position you're about to assume, many no doubt from the big, the largest cities,
right,
it was the city manager from Roanoke who was selected?
Yeah, it is a pretty high-profile position, and as I was recruited for it, I was able to tell some great stories about Roanoke and what we've accomplished here, and I think what they're really looking in that organization is someone who's an advocate, who cares about research, who cares about state and local government and its future, and we were able to show Roanoke not only what we've done here, but really we've become a national leader in many ways.
And it should be noted that, as I just learned from you, that we haven't seen the last of you in Roanoke for a while anyway, have we?
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to do so much traveling the first couple of years that my family will probably stay here for a little bit, and I'll fly home on the weekends and be able to enjoy Roanoke, not as city manager, but as just a resident.
And you don't have to listen to citizen complaints anymore. Maybe you will, but no longer part of the job description.
Right. I'll listen, and then I'll give them the new city manager's phone number.
Now, you are going to eventually be moving to a city and a state which, by virtually every account which I read and see, are in dreadful financial condition. Right. Now, obviously, you do not oversee any governments, but given your record here and what you're about to embark upon, aren't you going to go kind of nuts wishing you could beat some financial reality into their heads?
Yeah, you're right. Chicago is not necessarily a best practice city in terms of financial management. But I'm hoping part of my work that I'll do is to help share best practices around the country. And I hope we maybe can have an influence in Chicago and Illinois.
To what extent is there a Roanoke model that you will follow?
Yeah, you know, I think our secret sauce here in Roanoke, and we saw it in the Politico article that was done, is our high level of collaboration. Because we don't have the assets some other places have, we have to work more together, not just among local governments, but across sectors. And I think that's our real strength, and I think every community out there could learn from that.
We are speaking with outgoing Roanoke City Manager Chris Morrill, about to become Executive Director of the Government Finance Officers Association, based in Chicago, but as you said, he will be back and forth Roanoke for at least another year or so. Now, what exactly can you accomplish in this new position, and how does your Roanoke experience figure into it? You just mentioned collaboration, but how else would the Roanoke experience figure into what you hope to accomplish?
So what we do is we really help state and local governments both with research and with training, but then with advocacy and with some of the national issues like the importance of tax-exempt bonds for infrastructure and for it's like the Marketplace Fairness Act, so we can get internet sales tax. I mean, I'll be at a national level helping to advocate for those. And Roanoke, in many ways, to tell Roanoke's story helps make it real on several of those issues, the impacts they have on us.
What is the next city manager's greatest challenge?
You know, I think it'll probably be dealing with the problem is in Virginia, like in most states, we have a 19th century revenue system in a 21st century world. And so they're going to continue to be financial challenges, going to have to make tough decisions financially. But we've worked on this. You can't cut your way to prosperity. You have to both cut and invest. So it'll be, but what are those strategic investments you need to make?
Okay. What does the city still need to do better?
Boy, you know, I think there's an opportunity to build more collaboration across neighborhoods. I think in many ways we still have these four quadrants that aren't working together as well as they could. And I think there's even continued opportunity to reach out regionally to the Lynchburg area, to Montgomery County, New River Valley, to build a stronger economy based on all of our assets.
And as you leave, again, outgoing city manager Chris Morrill, do you have any doubts whether you helped make Roanoke a better place to live?
Well, I mean, it's a hard question. In anything in life, you know, you're just one piece of it. And so sometimes I've learned how to get out of the way. Sometimes I help lead. Sometimes I just, you know, linked arms with others. So I hope so. And I hope maybe my helping tell Roanoke's story to its own residents, help people feel a little better about where we are, and that will continue into the future.
And I almost like to go back to close with where we began the process here, and that is just with the mindset. Deschutes, Ballast Point, the greenways, all that's going on recreationally. Is there any question that Roanoke just feels different than when you arrived?
It absolutely does, and I think, you know, you can go downtown, you feel the vitality, get on the greenway, it's packed with people. It's a different place than it was. People feel better about themselves, and the fact that we were ranked the number one place for new college graduates says something about our community. We should be proud.
Outgoing Roanoke City Manager Chris Morrill joining us. Chris, we appreciate your time, and we certainly wish you nothing but the best as you get ready to head off to Chicago. Thanks for coming by.
I appreciate it. Thanks.